Hi, my name is Kito. I live in Klokong with my aunt. I love adventures. I was born with HIV, but that doesn't slow me down.
My name is Podiso, but you can call me Auntie. I adopted my sister's child, Kizo, after she passed. But I love Kizo the same as my other children. We live together in Klokong, just outside Gaborone. We might even be your neighbors.
My name is Madly. I am a researcher. I also have superpowers to shrink things to microscopic size, including humans. I love the amazing things that science helps us discover, and I would love to see more young girls in Botswana become scientists just like me.
I am an outspoken lady and a true leader of my people, the Botswana. I might look like your average grandmother, but my walking stick contains special powers from my ancestors. With these powers, I can control the weather, direct animals, and do other amazing things.
I am the leader of the Genome Adventure Squad, no matter what Kosikhani tells you. I have amazing powers to go through walls and teleport with my scooter. And that's not all. I'm a mind reader too.
Just like my name, Maranyane, I love technology. Check out my body. Part of it is a machine and the other part is human. I am super smart and I love using the latest gadgets.
My name is Girl Cow, or XT for short. I'm proud Sandman. Some people call my people Bushman or Basar. I'm also a superhero with time traveling powers. My name literally means blade vision, because my sight is sharp as knife and I can even travel in future.
Was everything just a dream? But it was also real.
Kizo love, your porridge is getting cold.
I had this great dream. The superheroes taught me all about heredity, genetics and DNA. Oh, can I please have some squash?
Superheroes, sorry, we are out of squash.
They shrunk me down and I went inside the human body. It was awesome.
Oh, did you now?
Yes. And Auntie, I have something important to tell you. I want to join the Kalahari study. Science is cool. I want to help eliminate HIV and TB. Let's go to the clinic.
Okay, finish your porridge, then we can go. Yes, he would like to join the study. We are on our way.
Hello Kitsu, we have been expecting you. Please take a number and have a seat.
Thanks, XT.
Who is XT? My name is Tokuri. Have a seat. You must be tired from your journey. And here is the squash you wanted earlier.
It is you.
Kitsu, that's you. Let's go.
Follow me.
Kosikhadi, it feels like winter in here. Let's use your powers to warm things up.
Huh? My name is Makalife. I am a nurse and I'm going to explain the consent. But first, let's take your vital signs. And I'll switch on the heater.
Did you see that, Auntie?
Yes, the sun came out. What a nice day it is.
No, Auntie. Kosikhadi did it with her magical stick.
Now, Kitso, that's not even my name. Let's get on with it, shall we? I'm going to take your blood pressure, check your heart rate, temperature, weigh and measure you. Everything looks good. Now let's talk about the study. Let me start by saying that you can leave the study at any time. Kitso, do you know what this study is all about?
To help the world learn how HIV and TB behave, right?
That's right, Kitso. The study looks at your DNA and the DNA from lots of other children. Remember how you didn't have to start treatment until you were 10 years old?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's called a long-term progressor. Some children with HIV need treatment within the first few months of life. We call those patients rapid progressors. We want to compare your DNA to theirs and see if there are any differences that could help develop future treatments or vaccines.
Oh, like a genome-wide association study.
Wow, that's right, Kitso. How did you know that?
We talked about it in Ghansi District, remember?
Oh, Kitso, you've never even been to Ghansi District.
Anyways, let's talk about what enrolling in the study means for you. Every 6 months, you come for a checkup and blood draw. If you join the study, we'll get just a little more blood on those days.
Oh, no extra punctures?
And no extra clinic visits?
No, there will not be any more blood draws than you get now. And all your visits will be on the same day as clinic.
That's great.
Now let's talk about consent. Consent means that you are giving permission for something. In this case, you are giving us permission to use your blood for studies. It's very important to understand the following things before you give permission. Why we are doing the study, what will happen during the study, and who will see your results. Now let's review those things. Kitso, this part is very important. Are you still with me?
Yes, but I'm little. Hey, XT. Kukuri. Thanks for the squash, sir.
Kitso, because you are less than 21 years old, your auntie will also need to sign a consent form.
Why? Auntie isn't participating in the study.
Because you are not an adult yet, an adult will need to give us permission. You will also give us permission, Kitso, by signing an assent form, which is a consent for kids.
But what if my auntie says no, and I say yes?
Good question. We need both you and your auntie to give permission for you to be in the study. What do you think, Kitso?
Well, what about my blood? I know at the clinic they measure CD4 and the virus, but now you are going to do experiments on it. Will scientists make clones of me?
No, Kitso. Let me explain. For this study, we use broad consent. That means scientists can use your blood sample, which we are going to store in a special safe building called a biobank. Maybe in the future, scientists will be able to make a vaccine for HIV and TB. It hasn't been possible yet, but your blood will be there for when they can do it. So, no one is going to clone you.
Phew! Any chance the scientists can give me some superpowers like yours?
No, Kitso. We're only interested in making people healthy, and we all know that superpowers aren't real.
What do you say, Auntie? I'm going to sign yes on my consent form.
I'll only sign my consent form if the study is safe and important.
The study is very safe, Uma. We don't do anything extra than what we do normally during his checkups. And we take many steps to ensure Kitso's privacy is respected. But I cannot decide for you if the study is important. You must decide that for yourself.
I do think the study is important. And I understand the procedures, the privacy, and who will see the results. Because of this, I'll sign yes.
Excellent. Now let me go get the person who draws your blood.
Huh?
Hello. My name is Dr. Mohsin Odi. It's time for your physical exam, Kitso.
No, you are Dr. Maboko. I just saw you walk through a wall.
Wana man, such an imagination.
I am going to use a stethoscope to listen to your heartbeat and lungs. Have you had a cough recently? Any pain?
No. Remember I dodged the sickle cell when I was struck inside the blood vessel. There is no scratch on me.
What's that, my boy? Anyways, everything appears normal. You are as strong as an ox.
Hello, Kito. I'm Moni, your phlebotomist. That's a fancy name for someone who draws blood. Did you know we only need 3 tablespoons for the study? The rest is for your normal checkup labs.
Oh, I thought that's what vampires do. Ouch! Can't you string the needle with your powers?
Oh, Kito, I haven't even started yet. All done.
Wow, that was easy.
Let's put these tubes in the cooler and send them to the lab at the University of Madikolo, Kito. Why don't you come along and see all the cool technology?
Can we, Auntie?
Of course.
Kito, this is our lab technician, Tepo. He'll show you around and tell you about what he does with your blood. I have to get back to the clinic.
Welcome to UEM, Kito.
Maranyani, where is your superhero outfit?
I like to wear a white coat in the lab. So, here we go. First, we scan your tube to keep track of the sample. Then, we warm up your sample in a water bath. Now that your blood is nice and hot, we are going to spin it in our centrifuge to separate the different parts of your blood. These are the red blood cells at the bottom. The fluid is in the middle. And that's where we get the DNA. We are going to add a few extra ingredients called reagents to break up the cells and isolate the DNA. Before sequencing, we add the DNA to the fluorometer to make sure it's the right concentration.
You do that all by yourself, for every patient.
It's quite superhuman, isn't it? Now comes the exciting part, Ito. DNA sequencing. We hand the DNA to this machine, which can give us a printout of the complete DNA code.
You mean it can read through all the books of the DNA library?
Yes, Kito. It used to take months to read the DNA sequence. But with the newer machines, we can do it in a matter of hours.
Wow.
Once the sequencing for all patients is completed, we can compare all their genes and look for new targets of medicines and vaccines. And that's it.
That's quite fascinating, but I think it is time for us to head back to the clinic.
Thanks, Maranyani. I can't believe so much work goes into this experiment.
It's pretty impressive. I just wish there was some way I could help too.
I may have something in mind. Come with me.
Is that Mr. Batuing? He's my school's principal. Is he joining the study too?
Yes, that's him. But he's not joining the study. We have people from many different businesses and organizations here, representing the community to make sure that Kalahadi study is acceptable to the public. These stakeholders are part of the community in which the study is taking place. Representatives of the media, religion groups, human rights organization, and the health ministry, among others. But we don't currently have anyone representing caregivers. Auntie?
You mean I could be on the community board?
If you would like to, we would be happy to have you.
Of course.
What about kids like me? Do you have a board too?
Why don't you look outside the window, Kito?
Who are all of those kids?
That's the local teen club, a group that meets once a month to learn about science, life skills, and to have community of people who take part in our clinic.
When can I join? Can I, Auntie?
Of course, dear. Did you have fun at teen club?
Yeah. We learned about interviewing for jobs. I met a bunch of cool kids from Gaborun, and they taught us about DNA. But I already knew about that.
Oh, from your classes at school?
No, Auntie. I keep telling you. From the superheroes.
Okay, Kito. What superheroes?
Everyone we met today. They're all superheroes like I told you. Dr. Musenudi is real. Dr. Maboko, all of them are real superheroes with real superpowers.
I guess you are right. They are all our superheroes in their own way. The things they do for us, curing diseases, keeping us healthy. Just like you, Kito, by joining this study.